Blog Talk Radio.
Trouble which surrounds us. We must always be alert. We can find them out. We can go ahead. Now, in Proverbs 31, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, the son of my womb? And what, the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto those that be of heavy heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty and remember his misery no more. Open thy mouth of the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gate when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. Praise the Lord for his word. His word is mighty to the tearing down of the wicked words and to the destruction of the enemy. For God has come to destroy the works of the devil, and they will be destroyed. But it takes an army. It takes soldiers. It takes those willing to go to battle. And you must be one if you want to join in the battle with on the Lord's side. You can be placed here and there in the front lines or in the back lines or in the base of the whole galloping to the battle. Wherever the Lord finds the best place for you, where you fit in well. So now we have to see in our battle that the battle is to the wise who can see what is coming, who know the battlefield, who see the field. And that will be us if we know where the horses of Revelation are going and coming and how they're stretching out their arrows in what direction. Because it's not that simple. It's all over the whole world. And we're keeping our eyes on Rome because Rome is directing the horses. Rome is behind the battle for the Satan. They're used mightily, and he has many minions, but Rome is chief because it's so deceitful. Rome seems to be a holy, a Vatican, a place where, well, they promote Jesus, but they are promoting Baal, the old gods of Babylon. They're promoting Babylon. And that revelation tells us all about it. Now, there's many helps we can use to see where the beast is going, where the horses are riding. I would like to mention a few books. Day of Deceit by Stennett. The Secret War Against the Jews, John Loftus in the 90s. The Puzzle Palace, Banford. The Beast Reawakens by Martin. And definitely The Kabbalah by Diane Loper. So the Kabbalah is going to be used greatly. The Day of Deceit is upon us. I mean, we can't escape. There's so much deception. I would like to start with the deception of the Holy Bible. It's being ruined and destroyed. And it's very clever because it started by the Counter-Reformation people. That is the Council of Trent started so long ago. But even in the 1800s, it was documented that the Jesuits were continuing the stern, severe persecution of all heretics, anybody who is not within the Catholic Church. And don't forget, it's not a church. And don't forget, most Catholics are not considered anything to do with the Pope. They are too liberal, and so they're now in the camp of the heretic. And the Inquisition has never stopped. It's just keeping quiet for, it's like a snake, you know. The snake, he goes along the ground, and he's very quiet, and then he strikes suddenly. And that is what they're doing, because through all this deceit, nobody can see them coming up. And the horses are riding through, and death and destruction and the wars that Satan behind them. NATO is in his hands. It's all the wars everywhere. They have a purpose. There's a reason behind them. Okay, they're starting to destroy the Protestants. Look for the Protestant white male, and you'll find there the strike is more strong. They're destroying these Protestant white males. In Germany, it's pretty well done. They put the Protestants in a special unit at the front of the... they were just going down in droves. They were going down in droves. And don't forget, there was no choice. And don't forget, it's coming here. You cannot avoid it, because all that was started up in Germany, first of all, they came here. It was never... the war was never won at all, because the SS were recruited right here to Canada to continue their various work. And deceit is at the basis of everything. God told us, he said that it's going to be a time of great deceit, but suddenly there's going to be a deception which is beyond anything we've ever seen, and there's going to be destruction beyond anything we've ever seen. But frankly, it doesn't seem that we would be here for it, being in Jesus. You're in Jesus because he died for you. You're in Jesus because he went to the cross. You're in Jesus because he's a beautiful, wonderful, kind, compassionate Lord who lives within you all the while that you, soon as you come to him and accept his sacrifice, because he went to the cross with a purpose to shed his blood, because without the shedding of blood is no forgiveness of sin. But he's a perfect man and a perfect God as well. And he appeared many, many times as a man. He appeared to Abraham. He appeared to in the fire with the hot burning fire with the Abednego, the three ones with Daniel who were put into the furnace, and the king could see the Son of Man, that he called him. He saw somebody, and you know, the centurion called him, this must be the Son of God. People do see him. And oftentimes, Jesus even tells them, don't speak it abroad. Don't go speaking of it. He has his own moments when he has to appear. And he has his own moments when he disappears. He just simply, they can't see him. They took him to the edge of the cliff. And then he walks through the midst of them. This is the kind of thing that God will do. Not just open eyes. Not just make the lame to walk. Not just, cure the deaf and dumb and, cast out demons. This is really a small smattering of what Jesus is doing now does, and he says we'll ourselves do greater things than he did. And I think that one of the greater things that we can do is look into this whole Vatican Romish setup that Satan has prepared so carefully. The basis of Nazism, they've trained all these people. Hitler, they wrote his book. They wrote Marx's book. He was trained by Jesuits in England. He was a rogue. He was devilish. And Wormbrand has written about how devilish he truly is, and show us his poems that they were full of the devil. And he started out with his parents being Christian, and he started out well, but he turned very badly, and he did not convert himself. That's pretty obvious, because you see, once you're with Jesus, you're always with Jesus, because you've gone from darkness to light. But you must see that you're in darkness, and this is the first thing where Jesus takes you from darkness to light. And it's very important to get out of that darkness, because dark it is. It's so terrible, and you know, you can't believe that people are involved in these dreadful things. You know, Rome has put people in walls and sealed up the wall and let them die in there. The Inquisition, they've had just, you can't even speak of the horrible tortures that they've set up. There's many museums set up with all the tortures of the Inquisition, and the Inquisition has not stopped. I'll tell you where you can find it. You can find it when they have people on Facebook and Twitter disappear. They just come out and bam, they're gone. You can't see them anymore. It's this is what happened in the Inquisition. They came to your home and they disappeared you. But now it could be just online, gone. Nobody to speak about it. Nobody to accuse you of anything. Nobody to speak to remedy the situation. You know, the only thing is to make a public outcry, and maybe you'll be heard. If you're heard by so many people, they might put you back. Basically, there's no accusation, there's no accuser. There's somebody at the rebel media, Sheila Gunn Reid. Alberta is trying to you know, go to bring her to court, and it's not a real court, and it's pitiful, because it costs a lot of money to defend yourself, and this is the Inquisition. This is what happened, and this is where you cannot really defend. It just comes out of left field. You don't know what's happening, and you can see it if you want, and you can see it in Germany. It's very important. Germany, France, any place where the Jesuits were thrown out, and they were thrown out of every place that there ever was in Europe. And so any country you look into, the Jesuits are dealing with them now and taking full advantage of their improved position. And all they want is to get a much better position all across the world, and they're approaching that very fast. So this is a program to connect with all the crises that are happening everywhere, and forget the weather. That is not something that is going to be controlled by any stupid gas or anything, because CO2 is used everywhere. We need it. And if we had a ground, we're ruining the ground, and the water doesn't go into the ground and get rid of the CO2 will go in there. It's going straight up into the air, because there's no water going into the ground. People are onto that, and that's a very good start to solve any heating up, but then they had to find they cannot go across the world to find the heating up. Don't even bother looking at it. It's the UN, and it's the Vatican behind the UN, and it's Satan behind it. So don't even think about it, because the Earth is the goddess that they're trying to protect, and that's the long and the short of it. That's what is involved, and if you get involved in it, you are will be worshiping the goddess Earth along with so many others that are started this, calling it a crisis. And it's another deceit. It's just another way to get the money. even taxes, we have no business paying taxes, because you have to understand it's willing. It's a voluntary thing. They have, there is no law anywhere that says they can take your money that you work for and that you get for your work, and you do work and you get money, that's your money. And they've already ruined the money, so, you know, silver was needed and gold was needed, and this was what was ever traded in, and you'll see all through the Bible, and the gold of Ophir, and how God talks about the gold. But you see what is that men are going to be refined as gold. They'll come out more fine than gold. And yes, you're going to find that mankind, don't let anybody fool you. Men, and man includes the woman. If we're talking about man or son, it includes the woman. So let's get real about this and stop getting on to little problems when the whole world is, being destroyed through wars for the Vatican, for what the Vatican needs, because they need everything in Israel, so they have to control Israel, and they do, and they control Canada, and they control the U.S., and they control everything around us. So there's a lot of deceit. There's something you have to learn to see through. There's no end of it, and it's all right, because Jesus has come and to be a revelation to us and to give us miracles, and we can escape the terrible destruction, and he gives us a way. And he protects us. There's wonders in Jesus. There's miracles. All that you need is a miracle. And all that you need can be yours. All that you have is a miracle. The moment you turn to the Lord. The moment you turn to the Lord. Turn to Jesus now. He loves you. He wants you. He speaks to you. He knows every hair on your head. He's a marvel. He's wonderful. He's full of great things that he's going to show us, because he says to call on him and he will show us great and mighty things which we do not know. So he's only showing me a little bit. He's showing me that the U.S. is going down no matter who is doing anything, because behind whoever is a president or prime minister in Canada is the Vatican, and don't let people tell you that the Jews are behind anything, because the Jews are hated by Satan, you can be sure, and the Vatican is going to hate them, but openly will never say that. It's just like what they do with the indigenous people, our beautiful people here. They say that they help them, but they destroy them. And just like the Jews are not allowed in a certain area called the Jew Room of the upper echelons of Washington, and they have it's a war room in there, and they have every Jew numbered. Every Jew is known completely, and it's the same in Canada. There's a special room, a war room, and they have every pins for every reserve. I can hardly say the word because I hate it so much, but every native person that they know about, because there's thousands and thousands more that they don't know about, because they've set up stringent rules to say in the Catholic system, to say who is the who is going to be a native, an Indian, an indigenous. They say who is, and they all those people are numbered, and so they can find them fast when they start. Well, whatever they want. Now, they vaccinated them with the swine flu. That's when they could find them for that. They what is that? They made sure they couldn't have any babies, this kind of thing. Yes, they searched them out, and they could find them. And they can find the Jews, and they can find the indigenous. And so the Kabbalah is dangerous. They're planning Noahide laws cut off your head. I'm not kidding. This is serious. I don't think they'll ever be able to get to manage that, because although Kabbalah is the most terrible and destructive and awful thing that the Jews have gotten into, and the Talmud, but they still have, in the basis of the Torah, they still have Jesus at their head, and he will forever be their protector, and Israel will remain strong. But Israel itself, the leadership has gone to the Kabbalah, to Vatican, to Rome, and they are not coming out. They are stuck there, and they're making wars everywhere for the Vatican. So everywhere around Israel is just a complete mess, and Jesus will always stay with the remnant, the small number, and there's many, many in Jesus in Israel. So we must always pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's what I do, and that's where we're strong, and that's where we are safe, because it's best to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You understand, there's a new Jerusalem coming down from heaven. It's not, there's just the earthly, and then there's the heavenly, you know. And so always remember this. There's just the earthly. There's just nothing but chaos on the earth. There's not. If you look out properly throughout the world, you'll see war and chaos. And period. This is all that you're going to see. And that's all you should see. But God is in the heavenlies. And we in Jesus, we are our speech is in the heavenlies. We are just calling out the darkness, and that is the time now, because he told us find the signs of the times and seek them out, and you can discern them. He gave us his power, and we have great power in Jesus, and we have mighty weapons to tear down these wicked things, and prayer is the main weapon that we have. We have the gospel of Jesus, the gospel. Jesus came into the world to be with us as a brother. He loves us so very much. He's our brother. And Father sent him, and he's making a bride of us. So, in other words, he said, "I'm going away to make a place for you. And if I go and make, I will come and take you to myself. I'll be with you. I'm never going to leave you, not for the end of time." And so when we talk about the end of time, it's not anything you hear. It's the heavenly end of time. It's the heavenly kingdom when he's going to reign. And then you go, the end of time is just the major tribulation where we won't be here. And we'll be in the sky with Jesus. So look up, he says. Look up. It's because you're looking down and seeing all the darkness. But look, and when it gets really bad and the pains are coming on for the woman, it's going to be born. The tribulation will be here. That is when you look up. For summer is nigh. Jesus is coming, and everything is going to be taken care of, because Jesus has everything in hand. Never fear. And come at Friday at noon, and I'll see you then. Be blessed, and come to Jesus. Be in him. He needs you. He wants you. He died for you, and he's your brother. Hallelujah. Be in Jesus. Thank you for being here. See you later, and be in Jesus. That's where you're well forever and protected for now on earth. Hallelujah. And King James only. Don't forget ever, because it's being attacked. King James only Bible forever, because it's being so attacked today. All over the world, it's being attacked. Keep that for the English-speaking people, the King James Bible, and you'll be well. And you'll be well on your way to having wisdom, the wisdom that comes from above, not the earthly wisdom. We don't need. Hallelujah. Be in Jesus. I'll see you later.